All right, let's see. Ray is calling us from Seattle, where we don't get enough vitamin D. What's on your mind, sir? Is Ray there?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
I
I'm
can
here
hear
too,
you.
sir.
Sorry.
No problem. I didn't yell loud
I
enough.
was wondering, there's another guy who comes on in the morning before you, and he
I
was
think I.
mentioning a study about vitamin D and having your levels up over 100, and he said it actually helps with your intelligence. And I was wondering if you'd heard anything about that.
Not yet, sir, but remember, one of my mottos is let's copy what nature does. And what nature does in the sunniest regions of the world called the tropics is it produces blood levels of vitamin D in humans that go from 60 to 100. And I prefer to stick with what nature has been doing for all these years to humans and nature and creation here. Hey, Adam and Eve, they were in the tropics. They only wore fig leaves, you know that. So anyway, I'd prefer to stick to 60 to 100 until somebody can give me some proof that over that is actually harmless.
Hey, I talked to you a few weeks ago about blood vessel health, and you talked about bilberry
You bet,
and
that's one of the many
hawthorn.
things. Those two, yes, sir.
And I thought you mentioned a naturally occurring hormone in our body that might also help with that.
Well, actually, the hormone is estrogen, but it's made in men's bodies by the local enzyme. What I mean by local is it's located right inside the blood vessels, called aromatase, and that takes a man's testosterone, turns it into estrogen, and that helps his arteries, which is why testosterone helps a man's arteries. It does so only indirectly, though. It's our moms getting in the way, turning the testosterone into estrogen.
Yeah, because as I've gotten older, I'm getting all these like spider veins on my legs, and I don't know. I'd like to eliminate that. If you're having that kind of problem on your legs, you wonder what it's like up in your brain, right?
Well, it
If
does
you're
get to wondering a little bit. Yeah, now you do be wanting to pay attention to your testosterone, and you've probably done that already, but I'm going to mention it for everybody else. And that is because, hey, all these veins and arteries and everything, they're muscles, circles of muscles. And testosterone is the number one support for muscles.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll look into that then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, sir.